a wonderful way of working things out. He's on time. And today, regardless of your circumstance in life, regardless of how drastic it may seem, I'm glad that God has the whole picture and the answer. Amen. We go to the book of John, the 8th chapter this morning, verses 31 and 32. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. There's nothing like feeling the Lord working in our lives. There's just something about that power that he has and that touch that he gives. So John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Verse 32. "And ye shall know the truth." You shall know the truth. "And the truth shall make you free." Wow. They believed on Jesus, but Jesus said, "You got to continue in my word. You keep following me, you're going to be my disciples, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free." He was saying, "You abide, you continually obey in my teachings." He said, "I'm going to give you something that you will know, that cannot be shaken from you, taken from you, and something that's going to prove, amen, my truth is called freedom." Are you thankful the evidence of truth is freedom? Amen. We want to talk today about grasping the truth. See, when you grasp the truth will get a hold of you as well and set you free. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the word. Thank you for your grace and power. Thank you today, God, for everyone that is here. You know our needs, our hearts, and what you have for us in this service today. Help us to hear what your word is saying, what your spirit is aiming for us to, God, receive. I pray that you would help us today. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. And you may be seated. God bless you for standing. Jesus is speaking here, and he's telling those of you who choose a life that wants to stay trapped in sin with a dead end, you know there's some outcomes, and the outcomes is not a great thing. But he said, "I've come to set you free, that you don't have to be a slave and you could go at will and have liberty." And if the Son will set you free, you're going to be free indeed. No longer a slave, no longer condemned, and no longer entitled for eternity of doom. And he said, "If you continue my word, if you continue in my word, these things are going to happen." He said, "You're going to know the truth." Now, when I have people all the time say, "Well, your truth and my truth and that truth may not be the same truth," I'm going to tell you today, my opinion, your opinion don't count, his does. This book's got to be right in your life. But this book is right 9 times out of 9. Amen. It's going to be right every time. And the Bible presents truth where people begin to talk about, okay, what is truth? Let me just say this today. It's not only just a factual accuracy, more than just a fundamental thing that we begin to talk about in laws and precepts, concepts, and but the truth. What is truth? The truth is God's word. You can't separate God from his word. The next thing, truth is, it is a reflection of who God is, his character, and it is a guiding principle for human beings, their behavior, and their understanding. I want you to say today, God's truth will lead you to him. Truth will make you to become like him. Overall, the Bible is not merely a collection of just statements and facts and just something that you got to comprehend in concepts. But I'm thankful for the divine part of truth. See, there are a lot of laws that we have in our world, but they're not divine. And this scripture, this book, This truth that we talk about is divine. It's holy. And what's beautiful about truth is truth has an outcome. The outcome of truth will always be a divine intervention by the Almighty God. God still proves himself, doesn't he? Amen. And God is that very source of truth. He transcends beyond the outer boundaries of what we can rationalize with our brain. He's more than just logic, but God reveals. He turns the light on in your mind and your heart that you go, wow. But not only does he turn the light on, but he will fill you with his glory. Truth will set you free. Let me just tell us today, we know what the truth will do for us. It will set us free, but the only way to know truth is to know him. There's some people know about truth. They know logically the things of truth. Jesus said, these people that were Jews believed in him. But he said, if you really believe in me, you need to follow me. Continue obeying my word. And the truth is going to set you free. There's more to it than just believing that this is truth. More than respecting this as truth. But when truth is activated in your life, truth will bring about a liberty, a freedom that Jesus talked about. Let me just talk to us today. Amen. Many people say they know God well. They know Jesus Christ, but in their fruit of their life, there's no freedom. They're still slaves of things and addictions and sins and things of the world that the Bible teaches against. But he said, you shall know me, and when you know me, I'm going to set you free. That knowing is more than a knowledge. There's two different Greek words. If you begin to study the word know, there's one of them that talks about, oh yeah, knowing. Yeah, I know that's the truth. But then there's another word that means I grasp it. And it becomes part of my life. Folks, I don't want to just know the truth right here, but I want to grasp it. I want to get a hold of it. And I want to get a hold on me, don't you? I just don't want to hold and get a hold of God. Amen. And I don't want to be drugged through life by getting a hold of something that's going to drag me about. But I want the power of God to operate in my life. I want the realness of what God has promised. I want freedom in the Holy Ghost. I want more than spiritualism. I want more than radicalism. I want more than all these isms. I want God in my life. I want the divine work of God even inside of me. There's a huge difference between just believing he exists and having him existing in your life. The same gospel plan from the very beginning in the very book of Acts is still the gospel plan today. We can know the gospel plan and still not have the gospel living inside of us. You could repent of your sins, and you know that you got to be baptized. You could get baptized, and you could have a spiritual experience with the Almighty God, but that's not enough. I want more than an experience. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost in my life. I want the King to be seated. I want to get out of the way and let God be God. How about you? We know the truth, but most people think, well, it's a mysterious jigsaw puzzle. How can you really know? I'm going to say this today. When you really start loving God, instead of looking at all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that you don't understand, the mysterious things, you always go to the light source. And the light turns on in your life that understanding, that awareness, that knowledge, that knowing. And when God reveals himself, the only way to know truth is to know God, the founder of all things. Are you thankful today that God is that God that still proves himself? Now, truth can be like a guided missile. It could, man, I'm telling you, right on target, the truth could hit right there. And it will hit the stronghold, the needed areas where you can't shake from. and where things that has your life and your heart. I'm thankful that the truth, like a guided missile, will hit those strongholds and set us free. It destroys. It tears down what we can't tear down or what we can't overcome. Are you thankful, friend, that you have realized that there's some things in life on your own by yourself you can't overcome? All the counselors in the world will not help you overcome it. But the scripture says it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit. It's by the divine operation of the Almighty God. But like a guided missile, God hits right on target. The next thing, truth not only helps us destroy some things, but truth will also edify you. The word edify is a big word that means God will help construct us, improve us. How many need some improving work in your life? I'm telling you, there's hope today because God is still truth, the giver of truth. Amen. The holy God of heaven starts working on you. Where you used to lack and where you used to be slack, the God of heaven starts working to edify and better your life. And not only does God edify, but God also instructs us. Now, that instruction is more than God lecturing you. I mean, he's ever had lectures before and you go, yeah. I mean, you've been caught in school doing something you weren't supposed to do and they lectured you. You know, God doesn't just lecture us and tell us how bad we are, but he instructs us in righteousness. Amen. Are you thankful that God gives instructions and guidance with that betterment? That's the voice of consolation when the truth is at work in your life. Amen. Consolation and comfort of God that comes right on time when we let God's truth work in our life. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God just don't want to light your today, but God wants to light the rest of your life into eternity. God has hope for you today through his truth. And you can know the truth again, but still not grasp it. But I want to get a bulldog grip on the things of God. In order to have the presence of the divine work into your life, you've got to get a hold of God. There's a lot of people want miracles. They want things of God, but they don't want God. God's going to change some things. God's going to start radically doing some things, even to set you loose from what's holding you back. And truth will start operating in your life. Light begins to turn on your life. You start seeing all the cracks in your life, all the insufficiencies in you, all the filth in your life. Have you ever had somebody knock on your door at a bad moment at your house? Your house, maybe if you had grandkids, your grandkids had been there, or your kids had messed it all up, or you just wasn't able to clean it up that day, and somebody that you really respected knocked on your door, and you go, oh my, I don't want them to see this. I want to tell you, God sees you regardless, even the door you have or the walls you have. Amen. I want God to help me clean my life up. How about you? I want God to help my talk to be more for him, my walk to be more for him. And I use a little statement. There's a song that just come out, Christian music, a Southern gospel. Your talk talks and your walk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. And that's the truth. I want to do more than talk it. I want to walk it. I want the glory of the Almighty God that, amen, my walk can tell the story. That people don't have to hear me say a drop, but they see that the light is on in my life. I don't want to be a dud. I don't want to be a burnout bulb, but I want the realness and the fullness of the Almighty God inside me. I want to latch a hold of this. More than the logic, deduction by reasoning. I have a friend that can explain all these different things, and I mean, he starts explaining. By the time he gets about halfway through it, he's lost you. I don't want to lose people. I want to guide people. I don't want to just get up and tell them, whoa, look what God's done for me, but I want them, amen, to get what God done for me. I want them to have. I want to be able to share. You see, light is more than just to shine to, you know, that you can be seen. No, light is not that you could be seen, that he could be seen in your life. We're not here to be the billboard for ourselves. But we're here today to broadcast and proclaim, look what the Lord has done. And look what God can do for your life. Look what truth can do when you let God work in your heart. Hallelujah. It's amazing when truth is applied. How wonderful it is. One time I decided that I was going to learn how to make biscuits. And my mother always used self-rising flour. My wife doesn't. And so I thought, well, I used my wife's flour, and those biscuits were flat as a flapjack. And they were tasteless. And so I was frustrated. I pulled them out of the oven, and they were hard as a cracker. And my wife said, did you use any baking powder? No. Why? She said, this is not self-rising flour. I want to tell you, when your life is flat, tasteless, you need something to put some taste in your life. I don't want to be a blah. I don't want my life to be some stale thing. Are you tired of living around stale waters? Don't you want the glory of the fountain of the Lord to burst forth? I want the freshness of the word of God. There's something about the goodness of the fountain that springs up in the soul of a person. You see, I've always looked at it this way. You know, I've always seen the thirsty person in my mind. I grew up where there's a lot of water. But I've always heard about those good, deep, sweet-tasting wells. And I've always thought about a thirsty man who's been in the desert of life coming to that well. And he'd taken his bucket, and so properly he pulls the water back up in the bucket, and he pulls out a crystal glass, and he pours it so gently, and he sips it so, you know, proper, maybe his pinky up. And no, that don't really happen. But I guarantee you, if I've been in the desert of life and I come to the well of life, I'm not just going to get the bucket. I'm going to ride the rope down. And the only thing, when you ride it down and you splash, make your splash in the water, your outside is going to get cleansed. And the only thing you have to do is open your mouth and let the waters of life fill you. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost right now, God is still working. He is still divine and supernatural. Truth, he said, you believe me, but there's something better than that. There's something greater than that. If you follow me, I'll make you my disciples, and the truth will make you free. I'm glad that truth still works in our life. Now, truth will prove itself. There's something called faith that activates truth. Today I could tell you about the works of God, the power of God. Watch this. How many of you in this place has ever been healed in your body? Hold your hand up high. This is court. I need some evidence. God has ever healed your body. I want you to see today that in this place is the evidence of the supernatural, what God has done. Amen. Brother A.W. Sassman, in his book about signs and wonders, he writes about a little lady from Cisco, Texas. And when I read that, this lady had got in a car wreck way years and years ago. And her spinal column was messed up. Not only that, but arthritis was starting to take in. And it caused her to be in extreme pain wherever she was at. She could not get comfortable. And she was bent over in such pain. But she heard about a revival service in Cisco, Texas. Brother A.W. Sassman was a preacher. And she came to that revival service there, which was obviously underneath an old tent. And in that service that night, Brother Sassman was preaching from Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. I'm telling you, when the word of God, when it happened from the very beginning of time, it was nothing, just a big hunk of nothing. But the word of God come, God said, let there be. let there be light. And the light separated the darkness. The darkness had to run and hide. He spoke this world into existence just with his word. I tell you, the word still has power. Truth still has power. While Brother Sassman was talking about faith cometh by hearing, all of a sudden, this little visitor lady in that service who was in so much pain, Boda, she would squirm in those old rough seat they made up there out of old planks. She couldn't get comfortable. But whenever she heard the word of God, all of a sudden she screamed and jumped up. And when her feet hit the sawdust floor, the power of the Lord healed her completely. I want to tell you, a lady who had struggled and who had aged very quickly with pain, that night instantly was healed. I'm thankful that I have a healer on my side. Truth wants to work. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, truth wants to work in your life. Another book that I've been reading and it was shared with me, a man named Brother S.C. McLean. And he was at a place in Malvern, Arkansas. Little six-year-old Hayward Lowry was a student crippled with a disease that was very painful. Back in those days, the doctors did not have technology that we have today. So little Hayward, they would bring him to school, and all of a sudden, the pain would start hitting him. It was as if something happened, and that particular day in the school, he had an attack. And this little kid, he had the crippling type of disease where the hands and the feet would draw up and his muscles would ache. And all he could do is scream, and two big old boys had to carry him home. They brought him home and laid him in his bed. And his mother would try to hold him, try to sing to him, try to comfort him. But when these episodes would come on this little boy, all he could do was scream, 6 years old now. Mama would weep, and, baby, I'm sorry. Doctors didn't know what to do. So Brother S.C. McLean was preaching in that area, and they had him to come. That mother said, would you come and lay hands on my son like the Bible says? He walked in the room. And just when he walked in the room, the little boy all of a sudden went into one of those attacks. He started bawling up his hands, his feet, and the pain was so great, he started screaming. McLean reached over there, and he started praying. And he realized that that attack was something beyond just a painful attack. It was a spiritual thing. And he started binding evil spirits. And he said, Lord, you're God. And he said, I come against everything that's causing this child pain right now. And for one moment, that kid is writhing in pain, drawn up, screaming. And the next thing you know, the kid falls asleep in his mother's arms as the preacher had his hand on his head praying. That kid fell asleep. And he woke up never to have those type of pains again in his body. That's the God I serve. I want to tell you, truth still works today. The supernatural still works. We're living in an hour, amen, because of all the media and all the junk that we have. Amen. Unbelief is plaguing our generation that we think that, oh, there's no way God could do it. But I come to tell you, God is still the great physician. God's still the healer. God can still work in our lives. Proof. There's proof in the truth. In fact, this morning, right there praying, somebody touched me on my shoulder. Brother Coon, he couldn't wait. He just had to testify. Brother Coon, share it with us. Time in 81 years. Then we realized it was a time. That's the power of God at work. You see what we miss when we look to other things. I'm telling you, truth still wants to work. The power of God in action. But often we say, oh, it was back in those days. It's still Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's God today. Truth has not changed. I've always heard truth, 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 truth. What is truth? Is it just Acts 2:38 and Deuteronomy 6 and 4? Amen. I want to tell you, it's so much deeper than that. Amen. Oh, we believe you got to repent of your sins. We believe you must be baptized in water in Jesus' name. We believe and receive the Holy Ghost because the Bible tells us. The Bible teaches that. But I believe that truth is a lot deeper than the shallow waters. Amen. I'm just quoting a few scriptures. Amen. But when God starts working in a Sammy Craig's body, amen, miraculously, amen, within a few days, that boy got to be, how long had it been since you rode that motorcycle? Amen. He was able to get on that motorcycle again. All because the power of God's touch one service in his body. Brother Schubert was preaching in that service and God miraculously reached in. I'm telling you, God still wants to do it. That was just a month ago. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the same God who reached a month ago is the same God who could reach this morning when we let God. Truth wants to be at liberty in your life. Proof of the truth. It sets not only the body free from pain and sickness when we look to him. But I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost, the work of God in us. It'll set the most violent sinner free. Most violent sinner free. Demons cannot stay. It will clean up and clean out the agents of Satan. I grew up and that old one-eyed preacher named Joe Duke would come through. Amen. He was blind in one eye, couldn't see out of the other too. But I want to tell you, amen, when Brother Duke came, amen, all through that area of South Louisiana and East Texas, amen, that man would preach and God would do mighty works. The devils had to flee. Amen. I grew up under men of God that came and preached into my home church. Men that got up and the Holy Ghost would move and minister. It would scare some people. But friend, it still thrills me to see God working in my life. Amen. This is not just something we talk about, stories of the past. This is not war stories. But this is testimonies that God is still God today. He would clean up, clean out agents of hell. He would light your path and light your life. Truth, what it would do. When truth is brought to the heart, when it's mixed and mingled with faith, it's kind of like the old coal oil lanterns for you elders. My grandpa always said those coal oil lamps, he said, there's two things. You got to keep your oil full. You got to keep your wick trimmed. And you got to keep your chimney clean. I didn't know what he's talking about. A chimney to me was a thing on the side of a house. And he said, it's this glass thing on the outside, the globe. Keep it clean, but keep your wick trim after you use it. And he said, oh, it'll be amazing. Well, we always had electricity. Flip a switch in there, it worked. But I want to tell you, when you keep your life full of the oil and the power of prayer and believe in God, and you keep your faith activated in your life, amen, something begins to happen. Amen. There is a power that will turn that oil that in the bottom of that lamp, amen, and that little wick all of a sudden catches, amen, and the oil starts fueling that flame. Amen. I come to tell somebody, when you start fueling your life in faith with prayer and you believe God, prayer is not just talking to God, but prayer is talking and walking with God, heart to heart with him. It's more than just saying, God, would you do this, and do this, and do this? Amen. It's surrendering to him and talking to God. And when's the last time your cup's been full? Amen. In a time of prayer. Amen. That your prayer is more than just you mumbling a few words and asking God to do something. Amen. Oh, God wants your glory. Wants the glory to be in your heart. He wants his spirit to operate in you. God wants to turn a light on in your life. Now, truth. There's a danger of knowing the truth, holding the truth, and not applying truth. The most dangerous position is those that know and hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that's found in Romans, first chapter. About those that knew God, but they didn't glorify God. They held the truth in unrighteousness. And the Bible says, because of such, they became vain in their imaginations. They started imagining all this mess in their life. And the Bible says, and their foolish heart was darkened. They believed a lie. Started doing crazy things instead of following the compass of God's Spirit in their life. Hear me again. The most dangerous position is to know and hold the truth in unrighteousness. Well, you're ungrateful. And you don't have that sense of appreciation. I'm thankful for the blessings of truth today. I don't know about you. I need the light on. There's some areas in my life I need strength in. Even this old man inside of me, if I go to hell, it ain't going to be the booger man that sends me there. It's not going to be the devil that sends you. Amen. But it's that person in the mirror. I'm telling you, I need the light of God operating in my life. I need the Spirit of God working in me. But there's a greater place. There's a greater place we could be when we abide in truth, abide in Him. Those that abide in God, there is an evidence. When you abide in God, there's something that will abound in you. But you'll never have the abundance and the abounding of the Holy God of heaven until you learn to abide in Him. You learn to turn off some things in your life and stay tuned to the things of God. When things start distracting you and things start messing your life up, your thinking up, and getting you away from the things of God, I'm telling you, you start reading your Bible, every distraction in the world comes against you, don't it? Every time you start shaping up some things in your life, the enemy's going to ship something else to you. I don't care if it's 4 a.m. where it's all quiet. I don't care if it's in the evening time here at the church. Amen. Every time that you go to bow your heart before God, the enemy doesn't want to lose territory. Right, amen. When he loves it when I sing his sad song. But I want to tell you today, I have a glad song to sing. Amen. It's this. God don't want me to go to hell. God don't want to be us to be a loser. God wants us to be victorious. There's a greater value that God has. And he wants us to grasp a hold of him and know that his truth is still truth today. Through the corridors of time, truth has marched. Through ages and times where people didn't have anything, two nickels to rub it together, truth was still truth. In the time of abundance, there's some people let go of truth because they don't need God anymore. Back when they didn't have anything at all, and when they were in pain, when things were going in their bodies all crazy, oh, they would pray. They were faithful to pray. But, you know, when we start getting fat and blessed, guess what happens? We forget the God that blessed us. We forget the God that helped us. Amen. I don't want to ever let go of truth. I don't want truth to let go of me. I want it to get a grip inside my soul. There's a greater value. The results is not just, woo, amen, oh, the blessings back then. But look what God can do today for you. Today is still the day of God. Today's still the day of salvation. There's still abundance in the blessings of the eternal power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Think about it. The benefits, a while ago we read, freedom. Freedom from slavery and its penalty. Have you ever heard the big word called justification? You hear Bible teachers talk about justification. Simple definition, justification is just as I've never done it. That's the power of truth. Truth will help you and clean you up just as if you'd never done it. You know, the real definition for justification is being delivered from the penalty of sin. Everybody say penalty of sin. That's justification. God will forgive you. But God does want to do more than just justify your sinfulness and justify your soul. He wants to sanctify you. What does sanctification mean? That's another big word. Sanctify means to be delivered from the power of sin. Somebody say power of sin. You see, not only does God want to reduce, and God wants to set you free from the penalty. God wants to take away that penalty, clear your record. But God wants to give you the power. He wants to sanctify you, that the power of sin, when it comes back and sticks its ugly head back in your brain and in your thinking, that you have the power to resist the enemy. The power to say no, the power to resist and have that glory of God living on the inside of you. Have you ever seen the way that now downtown cities, how they destroy these big tall skyscrapers? They can't put dynamite on the inside and blow it to pieces. They use a system called imploding. I remember seeing one when I was in high school. They showed us this in a physics class where this tall building, I don't know where it was at, but I can remember well that they showed the picture of how this building looked like it just melted, fell down, called imploding. What happens is when the power on the outside, the force on the outside is greater than the force on the inside, it's kind of like you stand on a little Coke can or soda can. It's going to crumble because the force around it is stronger than the resistance on the inside. Imploding. Exploding is when something happens from the inside. Imploding is when the pressure is on the outside. The enemy wants to implode you. He wants to steal, kill, and what? But I'm glad that the Lord has power to give on the inside of you. The scripture says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There's a greater strength and power that God gives on the inside of your life. That when the pressures are so great and everything, you know, things just don't happen in one little thing. I mean, your tire, you wake up, your tire's flat, you get it fixed. Then your air conditioner goes out your house. Then you think, got that fixed. And next thing you know it, your child falls down and they got to take them to the ER to get stitches. It never happens. The enemy never just comes just with you like, he throws everything he got at you, everything he has at you. He wants you to implode. He wants you to just all of a sudden from the inside just fall down and melt to nothing. But I'm glad that truth has a power, amen, that will help you to stand in the midst of the storms of life. Amen. Wave after wave of the enemy's insults come against you. But greater, again, it's he that is in you than he that is in the world. You ought to give God praise for his power, the power of truth today. So, like Jesus told those disciples, he says, hey, you got to grow in the grace and the knowledge of me. You grow in grace and knowledge. And you have power and victory to overcome the world. Who is the world? The world is the stinking thinking around us, the mindset around us, worldliness, carnality, sinfulness. We call it the world. We are not of the world. Somebody say amen. Amen. I have been bought with a price. I don't belong to this world. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. God will give you victory over the world. The next thing he'll give you victory over is the flesh. The flesh. The flesh, the lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh. And the pride of life. Notice it's not, I said singular lust, but it's lusts. Somebody say lusts with an S. Don't sound like a snake. The biggest snake in your life is not some snake in the woods. It's a snake in you called the flesh. The flesh. And God gives you power over the flesh. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful that there is victory over the world. Victory over the flesh. And then victory over the devil. Amen. The devil wants to magnify himself to be some big giant in your life and tell you you can't make it. But I want to tell somebody, greater is still he that is in me than he that is in the world. I heard an old preacher say, and I mentioned it here many times, one of these days we're going to look and say, you mean that little thing called the devil? That little thing? That little bitty thing? Is that what's cost us all the heartache, headache, and trials? You mean that right there? I'm going to tell you, God gives you victory over the devil. I'm glad for the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of truth. Amen. Enables a person, amen, to take their foot and put it on the head of the serpent. I'm glad for the victory that God has for us today. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand for his power. Truth sets people free that were slaves. But you know, when the Lord sets slavery free in his kingdom, you're not just a wonder. In the jail system here, when they set somebody free, those people have, number one, a record when they come out. And I could recognize them on the streets because I pretty well see the common thing. And they would try to walk the streets and find a job. But after a while, they start wondering. They feel useless and hopeless, and they start cycling back. In order to eat, they're going to have to steal. They're going to have to do something. So they figure, well, if I could sell a little drugs, you know, I can make it a little bit. And they cycle back because when they walk out, they have no clean identity. They may have done the time for the crime, but they still have that mentality. But when Jesus sets you free, you're free indeed. He will position you. Amen. He will give you authority. Amen. Not as a used to be slave, but you become the son of the Almighty God, a child of the King. Amen. For one moment you were in sin, in slavery to sin. But the next moment, I'm thankful that God lets children to be birthed in his kingdom. You become a new creature in Christ. Amen. Oh, there's a state of belonging now. There's more than just association. I belong in Jesus Christ. Are you praising God today for what he's done for you and where he's put you? He brought me out of a horrible pit, but he positioned me. He set my feet on a rock. He established my goings. See, when you were adopted, somebody loved you enough to adopt you. Somebody loved you enough to adopt you. When Isaac Dean was 9 months old, when we picked him up, I'd never seen that baby before. Never seen him. And I can remember getting that car seat and putting him in that car seat in my van. We drove to South Louisiana, to Melville, Louisiana. It was Thanksgiving. My mother never seen, didn't know that we was adopting a baby. We walk in with that baby. My mom said, who's this? I said, this is your new grandson, mama. Surprise. Oh, what caused us to adopt the unseen, some little troubled child? It's because we had a love to do that. And we've loved this child. We've given him love and help and nourishment. He's got the very best of the best for him. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ has done the same for us. Unlovable individuals in conditions that were horrible, that the love of Jesus Christ reached down even to a Carmen one day and said, Carmen, I have something for you. I have a position and a place for you. I have an authority for you. That you could be my child. Not only that, Isaac, I can remember the day that his adoption was final. Judge Klein's court there. And tears were rolling down our face, and I looked at the judge, and he said, Isaac, today you're a cross white, officially. And he took his gavel, and he told Isaac, he said, Isaac, just a little fella, he said, I want you to hit it right here. And I can still remember Isaac looking at Judge Klein and taking that gavel, and all of a sudden, Isaac, I mean, you told him hit, boy, hit, I mean, pow. It was official that moment. Are you thankful for that moment that it became official in your life when you took on the name of Jesus Christ? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The power and the operation of truth. Amen. The glory of God's work. amen, when he starts working, to become position. Not only that, we're protected and we're provided for. God covers us, watches over us, provides for us. It's a day-by-day thing. God blesses us. And watch this. Anybody this week, God has protected you from something that was fixing to happen? Uh-huh. There's one hand back here. Anybody else? This week, you know it had to be God. How many times you've gone down the road and you didn't have time enough to sway and move out of the direction of a vehicle? The only thing you could, only thing you knew how to do is say the name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it was just recently, we were in Houston on the feeder road right there in Humble, Texas, between Kingwood and Humble, 59. And we're just going 35 miles an hour. And a car comes off the feeder, exiting off of 59. And it was going towards a parking lot to my right. They never stopped. They never looked my way. Only thing I could have done was slam a brakes on and still would hit him. And he was supposed to hit me. Only thing I could say is Jesus. I closed my eyes and embraced for the impact. Because this vehicle was moving. When I opened my eyes, the vehicle miraculously was on the other side in that parking lot. And my wife was asleep. I said, let me tell you what just happened. It was the hand of the Almighty God, the provision, the protection of the Almighty. Truth has an operation when you let God be God in your life. Truth will enlighten. Truth will enable. Truth will entitle. Truth will enrich. But the key factor is, you got to do more than know it here. You got to grasp it. You got to grasp it. You got to get a hold of it. And it has to get a hold of you. You know, truth is here today looking for somebody. Truth wants to take your emptiness. Truth wants to take your faults, your failures. Truth will make an exchange with you. Isn't it beautiful? God will take the worst of your life. God will take the most horrible things that you're faced with, the disgusting things of your life, the embarrassments of your life. And God says, I'll make a trade with you. You give me your worst, and I will give you my best. The hand of the Lord is in this place right now. Amen. Truth wants to heal. Truth wants to feel. And truth wants to glorify itself in this place right now. Amen. The presence of the Lord has been in this service today. I want somebody to lift their hands and just close your eyes. Amen. I want you to pick your hand up right now, way above your head. Pick your hands up. And I want you to reach for God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In this place, Lord, you're still the great physician. Don't be distracted. Amen. The reason why we're not healing, because people can't get in one mind and one accord anymore. Amen. Would you lift your hands right now? Lord, I want to be in one mind and one accord. I want your spirit to work in me today, God. I want your power to operate deep in my soul, deep in my being. God, I want truth, Lord, to fill my cup overflowing. Truth, Lord Jesus, to work deep in the recesses of my mind, my thinking, my patterns, my ways of life, my habits, Lord Jesus. I want your truth, oh God, today, Lord, to be the greatest thing in me. Hallelujah, Lord, let me love you. Let me know your truth. Let me know your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Stand with me right now. Stand with me in this place. Hallelujah. Truth. Truth. We miss because we don't aim. Mean pastor. We miss out because we don't aim. Bible says the only way you're going to have the things of God, if you seek him, you'll find him. Make it your aim this morning with your worship. Your aim. And say, God, I got to have it. God, you're here for me today. Your presence is here for my life. You're my healer. Those of you that is battling sickness in your body, hurts in your body, the great physician is here to heal and to minister today in this service. I have felt that so strong this morning. Even that's the reason why I read two different illustrations this morning to you and told you about two different stories of years past. I had Brother Acuna testify of the healing virtue of God. Even today, the healer's in the house. The victor's in the house for that one that feels so defeated. That one that feels misdirected. They don't know where to go, what to do in life. The director is here. The guide and the GPS of your soul is here. God wants to help you. Hallelujah. If you've been suffering in your body, I want you to come. If you're having a battle of making a decision, I want you to come stand to the front. You're in a decision mode in your life right now. There's something that you've got to make a decision on, and you're uncertain. There's something going on that you need help in a decision. I want you to come. Amen. That's one that needs healing today. If you just need a good cleansing from the Holy Ghost, I want you to come. Amen. Praise God. I want some to come standing around Brother Sammy right now. Amen. Man, if we were offering fried chicken today, people would run up here to get a piece of fried chicken. If I had free watermelons, everybody would be coming up here to get their watermelon. If I had a $100 bill, everybody come up here to get their $100 bill. I'm telling you, I got more than a $100 bill. Amen. I got the power of the Holy Ghost, the availability of Almighty God today. Amen. He wants to bless you and he wants to touch your life. Amen. Would you lift your hands, lift your voice around the front this morning? Amen. Let's come, let's magnify the Lord. Let it be your aim. Amen. You want to hit? Aim this morning. Believe God. Seek the Lord. Hallelujah.
If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who knows he's able,
but believe him.
Say amen.
Do you believe him and know him?
If there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody here broke through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again, just say amen. If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who knows he's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody seen him move. If there's anybody here who's found him faithful,
anybody here who knows he's able, if there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody here brought through the fire,
faithful. He's still the king. He's still the faithful shepherd of the soul.
Amen. If there's anybody here who darkness, it gets hard to see. But be bold and courageous and follow where he leads. Greater is the one who's in us than he who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord's. If there's anybody here who's found him faithful,
anybody here who knows he's able,
he's able. He's faithful today.
If there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody here run through the fire.
Would you help me pray for Brother Perez that God would heal his body?
Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow?
Whoa,
and you've seen it time and time again. Just say amen.
Would you give the Lord a hand of praise this morning? Your love for God, when you had no ability to love or didn't know how to love. We don't know how to love. God takes people that don't know how to love, and he will teach you to love. You should fall in love with the Word of God, the truth of God, the Spirit of God, the presence of God, everything about God. And your love for God will prevent, I've seen this on the sign, truth decay. The truth will never decay in your life. You know, truth can't decay. But your view and its hold in your life will never slack when God is still number one in your life. I'm thankful for the truth of the Lord. You come to his house, realize he's a God of truth. He wants you to be filled more than you want to be filled. He wants you to be victorious more than what you ever could crave victory. He wants you to have joy more than what you ever desire to have joy. But remember, the world, the flesh, and the devil is no comparison to truth. when truth operates in your life. It is like you had power out from the storms. We've had hurricanes. We've had strong ice storms here the last few years ago. No electricity. But there was a wonderful day when all of a sudden, next thing you know at the house, electricity turned on. It made me appreciate my heater. It made me appreciate my refrigerator. It made me appreciate some things around the house when electricity was turned back on. And we were only out just a few days. I remember when the hurricane hit years ago, we had 14 people in our house from Silsby, Beaumont area. People were sitting on the floor. We was eating out of the freezer. We was having a big time, but it wasn't as grand and spectacular as the moment that electricity turned on. And there's a grandness, a joy when the power is in operation in your life. Amen. I want it. How about you? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your glory. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your presence today. The glory of the Holy Ghost. Bless and minister to us today. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Service tonight begins at 6 in prayer. Oh, yeah, the service does start at 6:30, but we begin where? In prayer. Amen. Around this front. And listen, I need your help. When we come early to pray, let's fill this place with prayer. You could visit later. Everybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I don't care if you're 40 years old, 50 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, or 20 years old, or 10 years old. Amen. We could visit later. Okay? Amen. Let's just, when we come to the house of God, it's okay, shake hands and greet somebody real quick. But let's make it, amen, to where we fire this place up in prayer. God bless you. Brother Holt, would you dismiss us?
Amen.
Prayer. Dismiss us.